Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Finding Insight, Discovering the Non-Obvious Obvious Connection to Why People Do What They Do, Melinda Spalding dives deep into the psychological underpinnings of human behavior. The book explores how subtle, often overlooked factors influence everyday decisions and actions. Spalding uses a blend of psychology, real-world examples, and insightful narratives to unveil the layers of human motivation and interaction. Aimed at a broad audience, from marketers to social scientists, this book offers a fresh lens through which to view the complex, dynamic nature of why people do what they do. It strikes a balance between academic research and accessible writing, making the science of human behavior interesting and understandable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of context in decision-making. Melinda Spalding discusses at length the critical role contextual factors play in shaping decisions. She argues that the environment, both immediate and extended, influences our choices more than we may realize. By examining various case studies and psychological experiments, Spalding shows how subtle changes in context can lead to vastly different decisions. For instance, she discusses how ambient noise levels in a retail environment can affect the type of products consumers are more likely to purchase. This topic not only highlights the power of seemingly insignificant environmental cues, but also suggests ways businesses and individuals can strategize to make better decisions. Through this lens, readers can begin to understand the nuanced ways their surroundings shape their actions and thoughts. Secondly, emotions and rationality in human behavior. One of the central themes of Finding Insight is the complex interplay between emotion and rationality in human behavior. Spalding challenges the traditional dichotomy between emotional and rational decisions by presenting research that shows how emotions can play a crucial role in enhancing rational decision-making processes. She provides examples of how emotional intelligence contributes to better outcomes in business and personal realms. Additionally, the author explores how understanding one's emotional landscape can lead to more profound insights into personal motivations and behaviors, ultimately driving more grounded and effective decision-making strategies. Thirdly, social influence and group dynamics. Spalding sheds light on the influential role of social interactions and group dynamics in shaping behavior. She delves into how individuals alter their behaviors in response to the presence or expectations of others, a phenomenon known as social conformity. The book dissects various influences, from peer pressure to the impact of authority figures, and how these shape decisions from what we buy to how we vote. Spalding uses sociological theories and psychological principles to explain these behaviors, making a compelling case for the importance of understanding social dynamics in both crafting marketing strategies and improving interpersonal relationships. Fourthly, cognitive biases and decision-making. Exploring cognitive biases, Spalding offers readers insightful explanations of how preconceived notions and subconscious biases impact our everyday decisions. From confirmation bias to the Dunning-Kruger effect, she outlines key cognitive biases and provides strategies to mitigate their effects. This topic is particularly relevant in a world saturated with information, where our ability to make clear, unbiased decisions is constantly under assault. Spalding offers practical advice on how to cultivate a mindset that values critical thinking and skepticism, essential in the information age for personal and professional growth. Lastly, the science of first impressions. One of the most intriguing discussions in Finding Insight revolves around the science of first impressions. Spalding explains how initial encounters can set the tone for future interactions and can significantly impact our perceptions and decisions. She discusses the psychological mechanisms behind first impressions and offers advice on how to manage and improve these critical moments. Whether in a professional setting or personal encounters, understanding and mastering first impressions can lead to more successful relationships and opportunities. In conclusion, Melinda Spalding's Finding Insight is an essential read for anyone interested in the deeper understanding of human behavior. Its broad appeal lies in its ability to bridge the gap between complex psychological theories and everyday applications. This book is particularly beneficial for professionals in marketing, management, or any field requiring a nuanced understanding of human interactions and motivations. By employing the insights and strategies discussed, readers can enhance their decision-making skills, improve interpersonal relationships, and better understand the drivers behind people's actions. Overall, finding insight equips readers with the tools to more effectively navigate the world around them. If you would like to support Melinda Spalding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.